أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا أصابهم البغي هم ينتصرون وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها ومن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله إنه لا يحب الظالمين ولمن انتصر بعد ظلمه فأولئك ما عليهم من سبيل إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق أولئك لهم عذاب أليم ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we began discussing yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about what Allah gives us in this world, and in comparison, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us in the hereafter is far better, it's everlasting. The qualities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about, for those people who will derive the benefits of the hereafter, one was a person has perfect iman in Allah. Secondly, he places his trust, his tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, he abstains from all major sins and also every act of indecency. And when he becomes angry, then he forgives. He accepts all the ahkam and commandments of Allah. And he establishes salat. And they are those people that amongst themselves, there will be mutual consultation, mashwara. And they spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains them with. Continuing, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. And those people that when aggression comes upon them, هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ, they ward it off, they defend themselves, or they take revenge. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. And the jaza, the return, the recompense of evil, is evil that is similar to it. فَمَنْ عَفَى, then whoever forgives. وَأَصْلَحَ, and thereafter reconciles. فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, then his ajr, his reward is upon Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who do wrong, those who transgress. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person that has been aggressed, somebody transgresses, somebody oppresses him, then on the one hand, that person has the option of defending himself, of taking revenge. The person does so, but then he does so equivalent to the amount of aggression that was caused upon that person. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a higher and a noble and more noble quality, and that is when one is aggrieved, there was aggression against a person, that person was wronged, then he forgives. Not only he forgives, he reconciles, then his ajr and reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward him abundantly. And continuing, Allah says, وَلَمَنْ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. The person that takes revenge or defends himself after dhulam, after transgression was caused upon him, then there is no blame upon that person. He will not be reproached in the Shariat. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about two levels of reactions that a person will react when one is aggrieved. Somebody does wrong to us, then on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to defend ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to revenge, but that revenge cannot be more than the aggression that was caused to us. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if we forgive, then that is far better and far superior in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at all that the commentators have stated about this ayat, these ayat, these verses, we will come to the conclusion that there are two different scenarios. One is the scenario regarding the aggressor, the person that does wrong to us. If after that person does wrong to us, we see some form of regret in that person's heart, we see some form of remorse, then in every instance, it is better to forgive that person and our reward will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes we find that people do wrong to others, they aggrieve, they transgress others, they oppress others, and then if they are not told, or if a person does not defend himself or does not take revenge, then that person probably will begin to aggrieve, he will begin to transgress the rights of others, and that will cause harm to community and society. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat are saying that it is permissible for us thereafter to defend ourselves and also to retaliate, so that the whole community will be safeguarded from the evil of an individual. On the other hand, we will find that this is also with regards to the one that is aggrieved, the one that is transgressed. That sometimes we find people of different natures, that if somebody does wrong, then that person, although Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the right to defend ourselves, but in every instance, it will be better that we forgive the person and we reconcile and keep our reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept one, the aggressor in mind, and the other, the person that is being aggrieved. إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسِ وَيَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat says that if we take revenge, then obviously, there is no blame, there is no reproach upon us. Reproach and blame is upon that person, يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسِ, who does wrong to people, وَيَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And then thereafter, he commits mischief on the surface of the earth without any right whatsoever. Then أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For such people is a painful punishment. In other words, people that go around aggrieving people, go around transgressing the rights of people, looking for trouble amongst people, creating mischief on the surface of the earth, then for such people is a very painful punishment. Concluding these ayat, these verses, Allah says, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. That person who makes sabr, and here sabr will be in the meaning of enduring, somebody does wrong, you're able to take it, somebody does wrong to us, we're able to make, to have patience, bear it, and carry on and continue. And more than that, وَغَفَرَ, thereafter we forgive that person, فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, then certainly that is a matter of great courage. In other words, a matter of great determination, a matter that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a quality that is loved by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in these ayat that there is one thing that we need to work upon, and that is our akhlaq, our character, that on the one hand, وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ, that when we become angry, we are able to forgive. When we are aggrieved, we are able to forgive. But if we retaliate, then the retaliation cannot be more than whatever aggression has been caused against us. And the sum total of all that is, that if we forgive for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and if we bear whatever has been done with a great deal of patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that is a courageous act. So in Islam, courage is also with regards to this power of forgiveness, and that forgiveness usually we should try to forgive, especially when we are in a situation of strength. Forgive those that are weaker than us, then that will be a very courageous act and a very noble act, and an act that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us tremendously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.